Welcome to today's Heartland Market Talk. Grain futures, we are mixed. We were pretty much higher across the board overnight and in most of our trading session. Soybeans pushing new annual highs here this morning, along with soybean oil making new recovery high and actually hanging there still up over a penny a pound. Of course, that news came this morning as we had heard that the Trump administration was submitting that they're going to have the large refineries do some reallocations. They're going to have to use their SREs and blend biofuel with their gasoline, ethanol. And, of course, that's going to bring about lawsuits and this, that, and the other. But it is friendly. It continues to see that the Trump administration wants to support ag with biofuel usage. So that pushed us higher in the session. But then, of course, typical, after we got the day session underway, the selling vigilantes showed up and sold the soybean market down as a story came out of China. Of course, you got to realize it came from the Chinese government-sponsored newspaper, which they all are, said that the Chinese administration was a little unnerved with the Trump administration's plans for when they come. They were too open-ended and too loose. The Chinese don't like that. They like pomp and circumstance. They like everything done. And so when they all meet and smile and shake hands and sign stuff, the negotiations are already done. It's just all formalities. Well, the Trump administration doesn't work that way, and they obviously have read his book front to back, back to front, and they know that chaos is his middle name, and he likes to stir it up a little bit when he gets over it. Well, they don't want that, and so this news article was a bit unnerving, and soybeans dropped 27 cents from their new highs for the year till they found a low, and of course, now we're about 12 to 13 cents off the lows, trading about middle of the range on the day as the market tries to digest what has happened, what's going on. And what is going on is we're seeing better prices for soybeans. The new crop numbers for insurance, we're getting close to wrapping things up with today and tomorrow. We're roughly, as of yesterday's close, $11.07 on new crop beans. That's better than last year. Corn, though, below last year, we're at $4.61. These two numbers won't move much over the Friday settlements when we get that in. But nonetheless, you can see what's happening there. The corn trade export sales numbers this morning, they were off a little bit. But then again, last week was a three-day holiday week, and so business wasn't hopping, along with China being out of town for their Lunar New Year holiday yet. So the bean trade action, we're not seeing anything from them yet. And so with that, we are mixed. Strength in the wheat despite rains forecasted for the southern plains. We have Chicago wheat May up 2.25 cents, 5.72 1/4. Kansas wheat was near unchanged here just about 10, 15 minutes ago. Now we slipped down 3 cents on the May, 5.61 1/4. New crop down 2.5, 5.74 3/4 on that July contract. Spring wheat, Minneapolis up 1.5 cents, 5.98 1/2. September up 2.25, 6.29 3/4. Speaking of insurance, spring wheat's at about $6.19. In the corn trade, we had said off about 1.25 there, 4.40 3/4. July down 1.25, 4.49. New crop December down 1 3/4, 4.65 1/4. But overnight we got, or I should say during the day session, we got to 4.69. That's within about 7-8 cents, the best prices you ever could have sold December new crop corn in the last 10 months. Beans for the May contract for now, down 7.5 cents, 11.57 1/2. July off 7 cents, 11.70 1/2. New crop November down 5.5. They did make a new recovery high above last fall's high for November beans by a penny. Then, of course, they got knocked lower, about a dime off that highs right now at 11.22 1/4. If you are an active trader of commodity futures, you need to check out Heartland Investor Services trading app. The markets are moving fast. You need to know what they're doing. Now, you do not have to place your orders on the app if you don't want to. You can call our brokers. They'll take care of it for you. But in order to see what's going on, this trading app is a must-see. Check it out at heartlandinvest.com. Call us 701-222-0221. Cattle futures, despite box beef being up $3 today, of course, that ties into February live cattle, which expire tomorrow. That's contracts up 10 cents, 246.10, as the market just hopes to hang on to fair prices that were applied last week, maybe a little bit less. Whereas the board, under heavy pressure, called what you want, fears that the Greeley, Colorado plant has not settled their union issues there. Or it's just the market's tired up here and nobody wants to pay up. Think about it. Box beef last fall, $300 when they paid $250 for the cattle. And the packers were losing money then. Now we're $375. And the Packers are paying $249 last week, bleeding like crazy. And they know that bleeding isn't going to get much deeper anymore. They need higher box beef prices. They try to do what they can to push it up. It's just not happening. So something's got to give. And the board is tired. And we're seeing that pressure on the board as the elusive short number story doesn't work anymore. It's the demand side. You can't support it, it seems like, going forward. And so the board's under pressure. April cattle down $3.45, $236.82. June down $3.45, $233.25. Feeder cattle, March, we're $14 below the index. But then again, March feeders don't have to deal with the index for another 30 days. So it's anybody's guess. March feeders, though, down $5.27. 361.02. That's $2.50 off morning lows. April feeders, the active continuation chart contract, down 582, 358.20. That is $3.50 off the low. We touched limit down within a nickel, got within a nickel of limit down here earlier today. And so we're just sitting here down 587. May feeders off 582, 354.82. August off 577, 354.65. Even November now, down $6. 346.15. Hogs following cattle a bit. Pork product is still okay, but the April contract down 45 cents, 95.70. June off 30, 109.87. Gold, silver, both all on retreat. Poor news for the stock market with NVIDIA. We have the April gold contract down $33, $5,193. May silver down $3.50, $3.70. On the May contract, $87.95. Dollar index up 23 cents, 97.86. Bitcoin down $1,965. We're at $67,550 on the March contract. And crude oil has been all over the place. Was sharply lower earlier this morning when it seemed like the meeting was going good with Iran in Geneva, Switzerland. Then whispers came out it wasn't so good, and the market popped. We were up on the day, but now we're down 23 cents on April. Crude oil, $65.18. Gasoline down a half a penny, $2.24. And the diesel contract, here we are, down a half a penny, $2.52.50. Any questions, you can find us, and that's at heartlandinvest.com. Thank you for listening, and have a profitable day. Just a reminder to always remember, past results are not indicative of future results. Consider us carefully before ever investing. Our analogy is made with the best known information that is expected to be true and known, but it changes by the hour in the commodity markets, and so something that could have been considered fact can change as the facts change.